strength to do that.
Yeah, this is a hard race to call. And, I mean, Pocono is a crew chief's racetrack in so many ways, right? Whether it's the strategy, whether it's trying to set up the race car for three different ends. Oh, yeah, the bumps, let's put those in there as well. It's just a very challenging racetrack for the crew chief to wrap his head around. And the part that I think is so funny about all this is you got Zilich, who's winning this thing in the 88. He's got Dale Jr. as a crew chief right now. The hardest race you could possibly call. Yeah, sure, throw me up there, I'll figure it out.
The interesting thing is when we get to some of these strategy weekends, there are certain races on the calendar that scream strategy. When that happens, the gentleman, Joey, that's in between us, Todd Gordon, that's when Todd perks up in the production meetings. He kind of perks up there, even in the booth. All right. He gets up on the edge of the seat. Todd Gordon lives for strategy.
They're fun. I mean, that's when you get to have an impact. That's why I liked, we talk about championship races. That's why I liked Homestead so much, because we all had an impact on it. The drivers did. The strategy did. Short pitting did. We'll see where this one plays out here, because pit road's open. Let's see if Dale Jr. keeps him out here or brings him to pit road.
Well, we're about to find out. The safety car is clearing turn three right now. Pit road is open, and he's leaving him out. Connor Zilich will stay on the racetrack. So will Nick Sanchez. Here come Taylor Gray. Make that Jesse Love stays out. On pit road, Gray, Sanchez, Sieg, and others. We start with Jason Toy.
Taylor Gray, the first to hit in his mark. Four tires, Sunoco Field. Very happy with the race car. Got a little snug, but when he had Nick Sanchez just to his right side. So four tires and Sunoco Field for him. Josh Williams also in. Ryan Sieg with a great run. First can already in. Second can going in for Ryan Sieg. Four fresh tires along with Jeremy Clements. All on the middle section of pit road. Steve Post.
Carson Quapel is in. Four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Same with Sammy Smith. Listening to the conversation with Nick Sanchez. Car was really tight exiting turn number one. They wanted to free that car up and hope that he can hustle that car just a little bit more. These pit stops here at the end of stage number two. They're on lap number 53.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network is in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Today, it's the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Mike Bagley, alongside of championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, championship-winning driver Joey Logano. Out of the turns today, it's Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, and Tim Cattelfemo with pit and garage coverage today from Steve Post and Jason Toy. We have now entered the final stage of the race presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years. From the track to the street and in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, and forever. If you're just joining us, the end of the stage, the end of the second stage has taken place. We've got 47 laps to go. Just saw a move to pit road by some, a move to stay on the racetrack by others. What will the rest of this stage bring us as far as what the others do that have not come down pit road?
Well, I feel like you've got enough fuel on board to get to the window that can finish this race. What did Steve Post say? 36 to 38 laps on fuel. So he backed that up from 100. We'd end up being back at, what, like 62 to 64? Steve Post, what's your thoughts?
Absolutely, Todd. 62 is the longest number that I heard. 64 would make everyone happy. And you're right. Right now, when you look at it from Connor Zilich, from Jesse Love's camp, they need to just make it at this point. They need to make an eight more laps. Listen to Danny Stockman, crew chief for Jesse Love, and they have just intentionally said, save fuel here. We should be good to go to lap 62. And then at that point, you come in, get all the fuel in it, and run to the finish. So, and right now, you've got that valuable track position that we talked about so much here in NASCAR racing.
And bring that back. I want to go to you, Joey. We watched Justin Allgaier slice his way through the field with like 15 laps on tires. Do you want to, if you've gotten tires here at 42, do you want to be longer into this, split this in half and put tires on later? Or do you come right there at 62 with everybody else?
Definitely maybe. It's hard to say, right? Like if it stays green, we all know the fastest way is splitting it right down the middle. That would be the fastest if it stays green the whole time. But if the caution comes out and all the cars that are already short pitted, they're just going to stay out and you're going to cycle behind them. So there's a lot of risk by not pitting as soon as the window opens up. And then you got the other play where you just run as long as you can and then hope for a caution late and you're going to have newer tires than the other cars. So there, again, a crew chief's racetrack, there's three or four ways this can be played out from here.
And one of the things, and you bring that up, with the tire allotment we had, we talked about this in the beginning from Goodyear, they had three sets of stickers in the box. You can't put them on here and put them on later. If you put them on here, you're using them for later. So if that caution flew late, that set of tires might be an advantage. But I see an opportunity. We saw last week Tyler Allen left Ty Gibbs out there when Shane Van Gisbergen came to pit road. The caution came out before they got the cycle, lost all their track position. This is another one of those racetracks.
And it all goes down to the execution now, right? Like, the crew chiefs make their bed. They say, this is what we're going to do. Now it's back in the driver's hands. Okay, you have to manage this, right? We got you to track position, right? Your Connor Zillage, your Jesse Love, your Christian Eckes right now. That's 1, 2, 3. They are in position with track position. Do not lose that track position, because then you have worse air and older tires. You're going to get swallowed up by the whole field. So it's important to get through this first two laps of this restart, solidify where you're at, and then you can run the rest of the play out. The strategy is what they got.
Joey just gave you the top three as they get the one-to-go signal. Fourth right now is Justin Allgaier. Chase Elliott is fifth. You got Brandon Jones in sixth. Anthony Alfredo in seventh. Sam Mayer in eighth. Dean Thompson in ninth. And Kyle Sieg will restart in tenth.
11th will be Parker Retzlaff. Blaine Perkins is 12th. Leland Honeyman Jr. is 13th. Nick Sanchez is 14th. Taylor Gray is 15th. 16th is Sammy Smith. 17th, Ryan Sieg. Carson Quaffle is 18th. Jeb Burton, 19th. Sheldon Creed, 20th.
Brandon Poole is posted in 21st. Harrison Burton in 22nd. You got Josh Williams in 23rd. Chris Wright, 24th. Matt DiBenedetto is 25th. Jeremy Clements is 26th. With Garrett Smithley in 27th. Josh Balicki in 28th. Ryan Ellis in 29th. And Mason Massey is 30th.
Logan Bearden is 31st. 32nd is Carson Ware. 33rd, Dawson Cram. William Sawalich is 34th. 35th, last car in lead lap is Patrick Emeling. Daniel Dye, 36th. Austin Hill, 37th. And Justin Bossier is 38th.
Right now, the field has cleared the tunnel turn. When they come back to the line, it'll be 44 laps to go. That'll be lap 56 on the board. We've been throwing around a lot of numbers here. So it sounds like lap 62 would be the opening of that window. When they come to the line, it'll be lap 56 on the board. So there is a set of pit stops left to go here today. We'll see who takes advantage and when they do it. Jesse Love, for the first time, is going to sniff the lead. He will restart on the inside of the front row with Connor Zillage to his right elbow. Justin Allgaier is working his way back through the field. He'll restart on the inside of row two. To his right elbow is Christian Eckes. And behind them, you've got the car of Anthony Alfredo, who'll restart on the inside of row three. Next to Chase Elliott. Here they come. Green flag back in the air. Stride for stride. Everybody not breaking an inch away from the other. Wheel to wheel, side by side for the lead. Zillage and Love knotted up for the point, headed to one.
Nose to nose into one. They nearly come into contact with each other. Jesse Love gets a little loose, washes up the bank, and Connor Zillage hangs right with him. He's got the big run off the top of turn number one. They maintain side by side for the lead, heading for two.
Jesse Love now will have to get back in the line. Could not get by Connor Zillage, try as he might. Now he will take another peek to the inside as they move across the tunnel turn, but Connor Zillage, the race leader. Jesse Love now will settle into second. He's got Justin Allgaier, though, right on his back bumper. Christian Eckes is fourth. Chase Elliott completes the top five into turn three. Connor Zillage starting to leg it out a little bit out front as Jesse Love still deals with Justin Allgaier for second.
Watching Brandon Jones work his way back through the field. He's getting a whole lot of pressure right now coming out of turn number three, and that pressure comes in the person of Sam Mayer. After being involved in a crash back on lap 32, Brandon Jones is a factor again back into the top 10.
Mayer busts a move to the inside of Brandon Jones. That's the battle for the number six position. Mayer slides through on the bottom, opens the door for Anthony Alfredo. Fast Pasta tries to fill the hole but can't do so.
Brandon Jones will sandwich in between that pair as they come up the long pond straight. Further back now, taking a look toward the tail end of the top 10, Anthony Alfredo again starts a move to the inside but still unable to get by Brandon Jones. This scramble is happening outside of the top five. You've got Dean Thompson, Anthony Alfredo, and Nick Sanchez all jostling for these positions. Further up, Chase Elliott drives around Christian Eckes. That's for fourth.
He will take that fourth spot coming out of turn number three, and Elliott will put his crosshairs on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. With 43 laps to go, make that 42 to go, it's Zillage, Love, Allgaier, Elliott, and Eckes, the top five.
Second, third, and fourth place machines virtually nose to tail into turn number one. Jesse Love, a car length back to Justin Allgaier. Maybe two back to Chase Elliott. They'll run single file to the long pond straightaway.
Christian Eckes completing the top five as they come back into the tunnel turn. And then Sam Mayer in sixth. Brandon Jones is in seventh position, followed by Dean Thompson, who rides along in eighth.
Dean Thompson having a lot of challenge behind him as he works his way off of turn number two. He's got Taylor Gray, Nick Sanchez, Anthony Alfredo, and Ryan Sieg all lined up at the back door. Chase Elliott continuing to try to drive forward. He got alongside Allgaier for third, but now tucks in line.
Good battle there from second on back. You got second, third, and fourth knotted together. Love, Allgaier, and Elliott. Question is, who is going to be the first to break out of line and make a run on the other? They stay in I formation back to the corner.
For the moment, they'll freight train their way single file into the 14-degree banking of turn number one. Chase Elliott running a little bit lower on the track than Allgaier. He's going to squeeze to the inside. Here's the challenge now for third place. Chase Elliott and Justin Allgaier.
A couple of Chevrolets going at it for the third position. Allgaier has the spot, and Chase Elliott trying to draw alongside. He inches forward. He moves forward. Elliott moves by and takes third.
Chase Elliott will take that spot away from Justin Allgaier. Christian Eckes now a distant fifth as they race their way down the short chute into turn number three. All the while, Connor Zelich continuing to increase his lead.
And that might have been the race for the win, possibly. The 17 to Chase Elliott getting by Justin Allgaier. We've proven that those are the two fastest cars of the race so far. Chase being able to pass Justin allows him to set his sights on the back of Jesse Love. He's probably going to make quick work of him, and then after that, it's on to Zilich. But I do think Chase Elliott still has the fastest car.
That battle's in front of Dave in one.
Off turn number one they go. Jesse Love's got about a half a car length over Chase Elliott. Justin Allgaier not out of the mix either. He's only three more back.
They come rocketing off the end of the long pond straight against second position on back. Jesse Love with the spot. Chase Elliott is right there, about a half lane higher through the tunnel turn. And then Justin Allgaier.
Real blanket over these three cars that are dueling for second. You've got the red and white Chevrolet of Jesse Love with all that he can handle right now in the form of Chase Elliott behind him. Elliott looked to the inside into the corner. Now he looks outside at a three.
Jesse Love's mirrors are filled with Chase Elliott as we come to the line. 39 to go here in Pocono. Elliott's getting closer and closer. Allgaier's trying to hang on. This battle for second, 1.8 seconds behind race leader Connor Zelich.
Into turn number one they come. Chase Elliott doing everything but swatting Jesse Love with a rolled up newspaper. He's tried him low. He's tried him high. He gets way wide coming off turn one, and that brings Justin Allgaier back to his rear bumper.
Allgaier moves in even closer at the midpoint of the long pond straightaway. Now starts a move to the inside. Elliott a step quicker though. Through it all, Jesse Love still has the second spot.
Jesse Love is elbows up right now, trying to keep Chase Elliott and Justin Allgaier behind him. Here is Allgaier out of turn number two. Had a nice run on Chase Elliott. Now rolls out of the throttle and will follow Elliott back to turn number three.
Elliott swings wide again. Justin Allgaier gets the good look to the bottom of the racetrack. This is a solid three-way Chevrolet battle for second. Love, Elliott, and Allgaier. Love makes a move, a quick jog to the left, trying to break the draft, but Elliott is with him stride for stride.
They stay in tight single file formation. Allgaier takes a very wide entry on the entrance of turn number one. Here's Elliott jumping to the bottom. He can't get the run on Jesse Love. They're right back in a single file.
With Love leading Elliott, leading Allgaier, second, third, and fourth, respectively, off the end of the straightaway. Here they come back into turn number two. Jesse Love fighting for all he's worth and holding off the challenge.
And as Jesse Love, Chase Elliott, and Justin Allgaier continue to race frantically for this second spot, it's allowing Connor Zelich to get even further out front. Here's Elliott into turn three, diving to the bottom on Jesse Love. That's the side-by-side fight for second.
Jesse Love, though, hanging with him to his right elbow. Elliott's got a fender out in front. Love comes whipping around the outside. Justin Allgaier waiting to see which lane is going to open up. It's Love out by a fender. Elliott staying with him on the inside, and Allgaier Allgaier with the best seat in the house.
Side by side into the banking of turn number one. Chase Elliott's got the low line. Jesse Love's got the momentum up high. Love can't hang on to it. Chase Elliott takes over the number two spot at the exit of turn number one.
Elliott now goes to work on the deficit about a dozen car lengths or so to try to reel in the race leader, Connor Zillage. At the same time, Jesse Love tries to hang on to third. Justin Allgaier still right there, threatening off turn two.
Yeah, Jesse Love's problems are not over just yet. He lost the spot to Chase Elliott, but he's about to lose the third spot to Justin Allgaier, who appears to be a little bit quicker than Jesse Love as they work their way through the flat turn number three. Jesse Love hugs the bottom. Allgaier looking outside off the corner.
And now the race is Chase Elliott and Connor Zillage. Who has the fastest car at this point? Connor is able to pull out to a 2-second-plus lead while they were all battling each other. Is Chase going to be able to reel him in? Now it's all he's got trying to close that gap.
Chase Elliott, fastest car on the racetrack. Second quickest, Justin Allgaier. Third quickest, Connor Zillage. Connor Zillage just trying to hang on to the lead. He's got a 2.1-second advantage as things begin to get dicey for position number three.
That's where Justin Allgaier from fourth is moving up to the inside of Jesse Love, who's got that third spot. Allgaier's not going to lift. He's going to come full force into the tunnel turn and complete the pass.
What a move by Justin Allgaier. Really jammed it to the inside of Jesse Love going into turn number two, and Allgaier now has taken away the third spot from Jesse Love. A distant fifth behind all of these cars is Taylor Gray, Christian Eckes, and Sam Mayer, the top seven.
So Todd and Joey, we're watching Jesse Love getting the shuffle backward. Would this expedite a pit strategy for you right now because you're losing touch with the leaderboard? Todd, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I would look at it coming to pit road at this point. We're now in the window. I feel like we're, 35 to go next time by? I feel like we're there. I'd bring him to pit road.
Absolutely. You wait too long, he's going to lose touch of the leaders. Right now, you have the opportunity to put tires on, be the fastest car on the racetrack, try to close that gap up. If you wait too long, you're going to lose touch.
Steve Post, is there any commotion on the pit lane? Are tires getting ready? Are pit crews starting to get limbered up for their final pit stop?
Yeah, they are. And Jesse Love's crew is the one that is the most active down there. They do not have the tires up. Well, the tires are on the wall, but the crew is not on the wall. The signboard is not out. And actually, Danny Stockman is just telling Jesse what he's going to do. Not going to make any chassis adjustments, just an air pressure adjustment. So they are in the final stages of this run. I would expect the next lap or two, we're going to see Jesse Love looking about four pit boxes away. Dale Earnhardt Jr. making the call for Connor Zillage, and he is pacing on top of that pit box. Not sure exactly when he's going to pull the trigger on this one, but it's going to be soon also for Connor Zillage and Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s crew chief.
Jason Toy, what about you and your pit crews?
Justin Allgaier's crew sitting up on the wall, but they're all relaxed and laying down a little bit, literally sitting on top of the tires that they'll put on this race car a little bit later on. Taylor Gray's crew's further down as well, too. So everybody just kind of waiting it out a little bit and coming in at the last extreme point where they can, kind of waiting for a caution, hopefully.
So Jason Toy, Steve Post giving us the lay of the land right now as the pit crews are getting ready for the final pit stop. Let's watch what happens as the leaders come to the opening of pit road. It'll be 33 to go when they come to the line, and we see a lot of pit crews right now getting ready for service. Jesse Love, obviously losing a lot of time, will not make the move to pit road as we work to the final stages this afternoon in Pocono.
One more bit of
gear up. Visit the NASCAR shop online to find all of your favorite officially licensed NASCAR product. The NASCAR shop is the official online store of NASCAR and your destination for all of your favorite hats, t-shirts, diecast, and more. Whether tailgating, home gating, or anything in between, visit NASCAR.com/shop for the widest assortment and best selection of NASCAR gear today.
NASCAR's only street race returns to the streets of Chicago July 5th and 6th. Lock in your ticket to summer thrills now. Visit NASCARChicago.com for more.
The dry spell is over for Alex Bowman. One 90-degree right-hand turn remains. He makes it perfectly out onto the front straightaway. Checkered flag is in the air, and Alex Bowman has won in the streets of Chicago.
Back at Pocono, here come the leaders on pit road. These pit stops are happening with 32 laps to go. Connor Zilich, Jesse Love, and Christian Eckes all make the move to pit road in front of Steve Post.
Connor Zilich brings his Chevy in. Crew around to the right side. No adjustments on the car. Pretty happy with it. Right side tires off. Right side tires on. Now quickly around to the left side. Left side work being done. Sunoco fuel plugged in. Connor Zilich looks like a solid. Pits out a little slow on the left front. Slow on the left front on Connor Zilich. Jesse Love, he is down and away. Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel for Jesse Love as well here at this pit stop, lap number 68.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
30 laps to go here at Pocono Raceway.
Trouble off turn number two. It is the Garrett Smithley car. He and Ryan Ellis making contact as they left the tunnel turn to move on to the north straight. And Garrett Smithley now manages to bring his car to a halt, straightens course, and continues on his way.
Well, well, well. That is caution flag number seven flying over this event the afternoon. And for some, it probably couldn't come at a worse time, Joey Logano.
Oh, that changed everything. For Chase Elliott, that couldn't have been worse. Connor Zilich just pitted, put tires on two laps ago. He's going to have two lap tires. He's going to cycle himself in front of Chase and other cars if they pit here.
I mean, Dale Jr. is a great crew chief.
What a call. that's the thing, though. There's risk no matter what you do in this whole strategy thing. So it's not gambling, right? But there's risk on how this whole thing plays out. And by short pitting it, we talked about it earlier, that is the least gamble of it all, right? That is the safest play of it all because it protects yourself against a caution like we have right now.
Todd, what do you think about all that?
I really think Connor Zilich and Jesse Love put themselves in a great position. Now, I think the fact that it was only a few of them, Chase Elliott is going to be able to come to get tires and have stickers and line up in the top five. So I don't feel like they've buried the rest of the field, but they're in a position, I think they're in a great position from where they cycled out, staying out through the stage.
So two-lap older tires, not really a big problem here at Pocono?
No, I don't think two laps on tires, I don't see that being a big deal for Connor to deal, especially if he has clean air. It's going to far overcome the two lap of tire disadvantage he has.
I would imagine that Connor Zilich is pretty happy behind the wheel. I imagine that Dale Earnhardt Jr. is pretty happy atop that war wagon right there. You just never know. We saw it last week. You mentioned Tyler Allen leaving Ty Gibbs out in the Cup race. Had they come with SVG when he did? But then again, you don't know when the caution flag is coming, right? It's a roll of the dice just about every time you come to pit road.
That's a risk at any of these places that you can short pit and not go to lap down, is that you go longer. It may be better for the overall lap time and splitting it perfectly in half, but you're so vulnerable to a caution burying you in the field.
Right. Steve Post, what's the update on the Dale Jr. call to bring Connor in when he did?
What was interesting is I was watching. I was right between Jesse Love's pit box and Connor Zilich's pit box. And Danny Sockman, it was pretty clear what he was doing. I'm telling you, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you could just tell by his body language, his communication with engineers and others up here on the pit box, he was off and on, off and on. And finally, he kind of put his head down and made the call to bring him in. Pit stops happened. Pit stop executed just perfectly fine. And when that caution came out, there was a little bit of celebrating. I don't know that they were high-fiving down down here, but there were a lot of nods of approval in what Dale Earnhardt Jr. did and when he pulled the trigger on that call. He had a lot of information, and he made the decision, pulled the trigger, and as you guys just discussed, that really, really the timing and that caution kind of played well. Jason Toy, cars in front of you.
Chase Elliott is in. We've got one car sideways. Dean Thompson spins right in front of Chase Elliott, in between him and Justin Allgaier. Allgaier puts a chassis wrench on the right side. The crew will swing around on the left side. Taylor Gray is also further in as well, all on the back end of pit road. It will be Justin Allgaier spinning the tires. Chase Elliott fires off along with Ryan Sieg. He is down on the middle section of pit road. Steve Post.
Carson Quapel is in. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel also in as Brandon Jones getting four tires in Sunoco Fuel down in this end of pit road as well. Others getting pit service here, and we might have had a couple of two-tire stops because there's a couple of guys way ahead of Chase Elliott that came off from pit road. So going to be interesting to see how this one cycles around.
Cody Ware is going to gain 27 positions on the pit lane. Harrison Burton gains 10, will come off pit lane in second. Chase Elliott will lose a couple. He'll go to third. Allgaier loses a couple. He'll go to fourth. Taylor Gray will lose a couple. He will fall back to the fifth driver off the pit lane with pit stops happening at lap 72.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. Feel the adrenaline with a library of unforgettable races from Daytona to Talladega. It's a front row seat to NASCAR history. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
On the racetrack, we continue under the caution flag, and Connor Zilich will cycle back to the race lead. Jesse Love will be posted in the second spot, and as everybody crosses the start-finish line, it'll be Eckes third, it'll be Harrison Burton fourth, Dawson Cram fifth. We'll reset that running order for you in a moment. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Pocono Raceway, we are wrapping up the seventh caution flag of the afternoon. Right now, as it sits, when the field comes back to the line, it'll be 26 laps remaining. And we'll see if there's going to be any other shenanigans that take place in this race later today. It's been a great race, great crowd on hand. Of course, tomorrow, sold out infield all weekend here at Pocono, and a sellout crowd for the grandstand tomorrow for the Great American Getaway 400. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. NASCAR Live Race Day takes the green flag then. And then, of course, we will follow the NASCAR Cup Series through their 400-mile travel through the Pocono Mountains. Field is getting to one to go signal right now. What do you feel the car has in store for you tomorrow? Is the car to your liking, Joey, for tomorrow's Great American Getaway 400?
It's not too bad. In the ballpark. I haven't had the moment to really go through all the lap times and see where we are. And we talked about earlier, Group A to Group B today in practice was a very big difference in speed. So trying to understand exactly where you stack up is a little bit hard. You just got to go off of feel. And I felt like my car felt close enough that I feel like we can kind of dial it in a little bit better and be in the game.
And you got overnight, right? Shaggy and Paul are, I'm sure, coming up with what changes for tomorrow morning are going to be.
I'm sure right now they're riding mountain bikes somewhere through the mountains here in Pocono. But I'm sure tonight they'll start thinking about it a little bit more. They might be listening to us, Todd.
The crew, do they have time like these afternoons when we practiced at 12:30 and got it buttoned up by about 2:15, 2:30? Do you guys go out and do anything? I'm sure you've got hospitalities and other commitments. Do you ever have a chance to get out with the crew and maybe experience some of those mountain biking expeditions or something like that?
I stay busy. I say all the time, when I go to the racetrack, I'm going to work, and I stay very busy, whether it's on the racetrack or doing things like this. I do have my whole family with me this weekend, so as soon as I'm done with this, I can spend a little time with the kids.
So you get busier.
Yeah, that's the busiest part. Holy moly, kids.
Woo! The whole Logano crew down there in the driver motorhome lot, while Dad is up here guiding us through the last 25 laps of the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. The field has gotten doubled up for the restart as we get set to go.
And Harrison Burton started, he's fourth here, but he didn't take tires. He took fuel only that time because he had taken tires with the cycles coming earlier, put him in a position. We're going to see how he kind of battles out on old tires here.
Hang on to that race car. Here they come now. Pace cars on pit road. Entering the restart zone is the field. Waiting for the green flag to fly. It does. And Connor Zilich is just trying to get away, while Chase Elliott is giving the old rat-a-tat-tat to the back bumper of Jesse Love to his inside. Love is going to get the advantage and possibly the lead before one.
Chase Elliott shoves Jesse Love all the way to turn one. Now breaks out of line and goes to the bottom. Love in too fast. He slides up the banking. The barn door is wide open. Chase Elliott to the lead. Jesse Love and Justin Allgaier.
Elliott goes blasting by onto the long pond straight to the front of the field and now pulls the entire field in tow back into the tunnel turn. Jesse Love still rides in second. Then Allgaier. Connor Zilich is fourth.
Behind Connor Zilich is Sammy Smith. Behind them, there is a big mess of traffic starting with Christian Eckes, Sam Mayer, Harrison Burton, Taylor Gray, and others looking three wide into the corner. Nick Sanchez takes two spots off three.
It was last week in Mexico when the home country favorite Daniel Suarez got a big crowd reaction. A lap ago when Chase Elliott got the lead at Pocono, this grandstand went crazy. Chase Elliott back to the lead now with 24 laps to go.
Elliott pushed Jesse Love into the corner, and that was a good thing for Jesse, but he pushed him way farther than Jesse wanted to go. Jesse now just loses the number three spot to the inside. Connor Zilich goes to third.
So Allgaier to second, Zilich to third. Love finds himself riding in the fourth position as they come off the end of the straightaway back into turn number two. Sammy Smith completes the top five.
Jesse Love just trying to find his footing right now. He's coughed up a couple of spots the last few circuits, and he's got Sammy Smith now starting to breathe down his neck. That would be the race for fourth. In turn three, Chase Elliott starting to leg it out and run away in the lead.
Chase Elliott has definitely gotten the clean air, and that's working to his advantage right now. He's got Justin Allgaier behind him. Connor Zilich has fallen to third. Jesse Love is fourth. And now a great battle for fifth involving Sammy Smith and Christian Eckes of Colleg Racing.
Eckes dives to the bottom of the racetrack on entry into turn number one. They're going to go side by side. A little bit of a wiggle by Christian. He slides up the banking. They get away clean. And hanging onto the spot will be Sammy Smith.
So Smith hangs on to that fifth position. Now it's side-by-side for sixth. It is Sam Mayer to the inside trying to get a run alongside of Christian Eckes. They go door-to-door. Mayer completes the pass by the time they reach the tunnel turn.
Sam Mayer takes it away, or does he? Here comes Christian Eckes back to his right side, or left side, I should say, coming out of turn number two. Eckes now slides in front of Sam Mayer. That is the race outside of the top five. Behind them, Taylor Gray takes a peek to the inside of Nick Sanchez.
That is the race for sixth as it comes out of turn three right now. Eckes running in the sixth position. Has Sam Mayer in seventh behind him, and then that's where things get a little dicey behind that. You got Nick Sanchez. You've also got Taylor Gray and others stacked up at the back door.
Taylor Gray took a little peek to the inside midway on the front straightaway. Couldn't make a move. He drifts drifts up a little wide in turn one. That opens the door downstairs for Ryan Sieg. That'll be the side-by-side battle.
That is a battle for the ninth position. Sieg to the inside and Taylor Gray there to the outside. And then Carson Quaffle trying to stack them three wide. He tried to squeeze up next to the outside safer barrier. Ran out of racetrack, had to back off the throttle.
And here comes Carson Quaffle as a result to the inside of Taylor Gray out of the tunnel turn and racing down the short chute.
Trouble in turn number two. It is Ryan Ellis. Ryan Ellis goes for a spin, moving off the tunnel turn and onto the short straight. Now he continues on his way.
Has damage on the rear end of that car when Ryan Ellis got twisted up in the tunnel turn. That'll put us under the caution flag for the eighth time of the afternoon. We have just completed the 30th lap of the day under the caution flag. And just getting a look at it here on NASCAR TV, there was a lot of race cars going into that corner, double wide and such. Ryan Ellis got whacked by Dean Thompson midway between the tunnel turn. Looked like Thompson just slid up off the bottom of the racetrack, Joey. And, well, Ryan Ellis was a victim of circumstance right there.
Yeah. Yep. You said it. You know, it stinks sometimes. Racing is, you know, all about positioning and making sure you're in the right spot at the right time. And, you know, these guys back here, they're scrapping, right? They're trying to get any spot they could possibly get. They're all racing in a lot of dirty air. And we bring up that bump a lot. We bring up how there's not air on the side of the cars. And, yep, just ran out of real estate.
Yeah, one of those tough situations. It's tough because you can't really position. Like, Ryan Ellis is back here. What do you do, lift and get out of there? You're still trying to hold on to it. You just hope that the guy below you doesn't make the mistake.
Yeah, you can't just bail and give him the spots, right? You're trying to move forward. It is a race. You got to get up there, but it just didn't quite work out for him. So sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield.
Well, right there, I believe that Ryan Ellis was the bug in that situation, as he went for a spin in the tunnel turn. Pit road is going to be open this time, and they'll open the pits with 20 laps to go. Cleanup is underway in the short chute, so we'll see how long it takes to get back under the green flag here. But pit road is going to be open. I doubt folks would come down pit road.
I don't think anybody has tires left. They'd have to put scuffs back on. And if your car is really bad, you may come down for an adjustment if you're in the back third of the field. But anybody with any track position should stay out here.
No takers as the field comes out of turn number three. That leaves 20 laps to go in the proceedings this afternoon at Pocono.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
On the NASCAR Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
It's the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series on the NASCAR Racing Network.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
20 laps to go here in the Poconos. Chase Elliott has led the most laps this afternoon. He's led 31. Connor Zilich has been staying with him stride for stride. He's led 29. Justin Allgaier, the third highest lap leader today, leading 10 laps. Right now, it's all Chase Elliott at the front of the field with Allgaier, Zilich, Love, and Sammy Smith rounding out the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, Call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back at Pocono, getting ready to put a bow on the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Of course, we've got 19 laps to go, and as we all know, a lot can happen in 19 laps at the Pocono Raceway. You know, it's been a pleasure having Joey Logano join us up in the booth. Of course, he and Todd Gordon winning 22 races together, 17 poles, and of course, the 2018 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. I know you're busy behind the wheel. We talked about the foundation today, talked about all that you got going on with the family. What is your favorite racetrack that you go to? Mm. What is the one that you really perk up to when you see it coming up on the schedule?
Well, it used to be Bristol. I really enjoyed going to Bristol. We were really strong.
Yeah, it was really good.
Bristol there for a while.
Especially when they didn't have to spray on the bottom.
Yeah, they sprayed the bottom. Not been as strong for me ever since. And so now Richmond is now my favorite track, I'd say. And for a while, it was a struggle for us. We always qualified good, and then the race would come around. It's kind of flipped around on me there now, and I feel like I understand that racetrack really good. There's only a few racetracks you go to, and it's like you can almost, you know, you're going to finish in the top five if everything goes smooth, but you really know you got the best chance of winning, and that's one of those racetracks you just feel super confident going into.
That was Martinsville when we were together.
Yes, Martinsville, that happened.
That was, I mean, if you look from like...
Oh, the amount of poles we had in a row there?
Oh, my
there?
Goodness.
Oh, front row, like four, it was poles in a row, wasn't
and
it?
And I think it was like front row starts and nine straight or something like that.
Yeah, it was bonkers. Yeah. Yeah.
And you were really good. I mean, you led a lot of laps there. A lot of laps there, especially back when we had power.
Yeah.
And you had to manage tires.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what's so different, this next-gen car now, right? I mean, that's why I like Richmond so much, is that's a place you still have to manage your tires. But most every other track you go to now, it's Hammer City. All you got, every lap, no penalty. This car is just much different, and you got to wrap your head around how you race that way. And it's just a different game. It evolves, right? You have to evolve or you die, right? You got to keep finding the next thing. And if you do have an advantage, it only lasts for a few weeks before someone sees it.
Fields getting one to go signal. Back to the 2018 season when you guys won the championship together. When you stepped away and you reflected on that season, what made you guys so good? What made that 22 car so good 7 years ago when you did it?
I'll let's see what Todd says on this, but I personally think that, you know, we showed up when it mattered the most.
Yep.
Like every other championship season I've had since then is when it mattered the most. We've been in the championship four a few times at that point, so we knew how to handle that race. I feel like I screwed that one up once for sure.
No.
And then, well, right, so like you put yourself in that spot enough, you get better.
I mean, 14, we could have won the championship. We ended up with a little damage there, run the wall, making pace up on the wall. 16. It was down. I mean, it played into our hands. It was just you and Carl. Carl, neither one of you were going to lift. And then 18, we had a long discussion going in 18 about how we wanted to run the race. I remember sitting in my office, and really, I feel like we had a long discussion about what do we want to focus on. I think we focused on the right things.
Yeah, it was a short run. We were really banking on a short run. We were mediocre on a long run, great on a short run. Caution came out with, 15 to go?
It was like 25, and I'm like, I knew I won a championship at that point.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew that. I was like, okay, bud.
You liked the Christmas lights you had on the dash at that point?
I remember we ran that bad boy hot. We had that Pennzoil cooking in there, and it was working fine. Do you think any of these guys feel like they have this race won, though?
Chase Elliott.
It always sounds like that, but it's going to be about this push, right? If the push on the bottom lane is strong, it possibly Zillage can make something happen here.
The push is about to come because the pace car is on pit road. 17 laps to go. Here comes the push. Allgaier shoving Elliott across the start-finish line. Jesse Love is not even close to making contact with Connor Zillich's back bumper. They all stack it up back to the first corner.
And as a result, Chase Elliott's got the advantage by a full car length. He won't come down the banking. He stays up high. The door is open for Connor Zillich. Here comes Connor back to the bottom. Can't quite make it stick. Elliott away with the lead. Allgaier for second. Jackson. Oh, turning into the outside wall is Nick Sanchez. He gets turned around midway down the long pond straightaway.
Caution on the speedway. It is the ninth one of the afternoon. Been a very physical back half of this race this afternoon. And Nick Sanchez goes for a ride in front of Dave Moody.
It was the old turn one Pocono log jam. Somebody got a little bit sideways, had to check up, and they just jammed up behind him. Nick Sanchez was about third or fourth in line behind the people that had to check up, but eventually he got gathered up from behind and turned to the inside down the long pond straight.
So, caution flag flies again, and just about the time when Chase Elliott thought he had the deal and had the right push, going to hit the reset button, re-rack, and do it all over again. Let's go to pit road to Steve Post.
Nick Sanchez getting ready to bring his car down to the attention of the crew. A lot of right side damage on the car. Had such a good run, a great top five qualifying run. Ran up at the front of the field all along, but unfortunately for Nick Sanchez, got caught up in the mess down there, and going to bring that car down to the attention to the crew.
Unfortunate set of circumstances. Nick Sanchez making his first start in the NASCAR Xfinity Series here at the Pocono Raceway. Just lost the handle on the back end. And then once it began fishtailing, spun down to the inside, collected Sheldon Creed, who side slammed with the left side of the car into the safer barrier. He was able to drive away. Nick was as well. There's some debris, obviously, to be cleaned up. But, Joey, that's one of those. You ever been in that hornet's nest where somebody gets crossed up and you just are trying to please find a hole somewhere to go?
Yeah, it's a tough spot there, Daniel. Nick Sanchez was having a great run today. You can see underneath him, the car underneath him, Gray, got a little bit loose, got him a little bit loose, took the air off that car, and he spins out. And then when you're in that wad of cars coming off of turn one, you can barely see, right? You get these big spoilers in front of you, you're tailgating everybody, right up their bumper, and you don't know exactly where that car is going to go. It's smoke, you can't see, you're going really fast. And for the double zero of Sheldon Creed, nowhere to really go. He already committed to go down a certain lane, and he smacked the inside wall so hard.
And fortunately, we've got safer barriers down there, and that's been a great advancement, but they're not soft walls, are they?
No, they're still hard. They're real hard. They're much better than they used to be, no doubt about that. But when you hit a wall that flush with just the whole left side of the car, you don't see the wall really give much, and you don't see the car give much either, because it's just over a big space of the car. It's not just the front impact, it's the whole side, and it just doesn't give. And you don't want the car to give. There is this where the driver's sitting, but you wish it did a little bit sometimes.
Trouble there for Sheldon Creed, who got into tangled up earlier in an incident on the racetrack, and that's one of those situations again where Sheldon Creed just looks like he has a fast race car but not able to pay it off with a good finish or even a win. We've been waiting for him to win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's won 8 times in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, and it'll have to wait another day for the driver of the 00 from the Haas factory team. So right now with 15 laps to go, we're under the caution flag. Again, the ninth one of the day. We have completed 85 laps. A total of 35 have been run under the caution flag, and Chase Elliott is the man right now leading with these 15 to go. Justin Allgaier second. We have Connor Zilich third, Sammy Smith fourth, and Jesse Love in fifth. Sam Mayer is sixth. Christian Eckeson seventh. Ryan Sieg in eighth. Carson Quappel is ninth. And Taylor Gray right now is posted in position number 10 as we continue to percolate under the caution flag.
Jeremy Clements is 11th. Harrison Burton is 12th. Jeb Burton is 13th. Brandon Jones is 14th. Matt DiBenedetto is 15th. Anthony Alfredo is 16th. Josh Williams is 17th. Brendan Poole is 18th. Mason Massey is 19th, and Josh Palicki is 20th.
Leland Honeyman is 21st, Dean Thompson's 22nd, William Sawalich is 23rd, Parker Retzlaff is 24th, and Blaine Perkins is 25th. 26th is Daniel Dye, with Kyle Sieg in 27th, Logan Bearden in 28th, Garrett Smithley 29th, and Carson Ware in 30th.
31st is Dawson Cram. Ryan Ellis is 32nd. Patrick Emmerling is 33rd. Sheldon Creed is 34th. Nick Sanchez, 35th. Austin Hill, 36th. Chris Wright, 37th. And Justin Bonsignor, 38th.
Talking about Justin Allgaier sitting in the second position. Jason Toy, what are they saying on the radio between driver and crew and spotter?
Well, you know, one of the great things about this, and I'll ask Joey on this on the back end, but between Justin Allgaier, James Pullman, his crew chief, Eddie DeHaan, his spotter, they have had a really good back and forth between the three of them and trying to decide, They want that clean air. Is it the time to take the inside line and go head-to-head against Chase Elliott, or is it too early? Justin Allgaier thinks it might be too early. They think there could be another caution down the line here, but we know how important that clean air is, and Justin Allgaier wants that opportunity, and he's going to take it this time. And I'll tell you what, Joey, this is one of the things that's been great. When you have an experience and a champion driver, you got a champion crew chief and a champion spotter, too, to try to make the right decision here to try to get you the victory.
Don't you want to win the race?
Yes.
Isn't that the goal? You're not going to win by starting in the second row behind Chase Elliott today. Not going to happen. If that car sits still and gets clean air, good luck trying to pass it. It's proven to be the fastest car. But if you can get your car out in front of him, you have a chance of holding him off. Justin Allgaier knows that. This is his opportunity. Now, he may fall back to third, right? It's a little bit of gamble here, a little bit of risk. But I'm in position to possibly win the race. I am taking the front row every time.
Connor Zilich is going to give the shove to Chase Elliott, while Jesse Love is going to give the shove to Justin Allgaier. Now, that's a head-to-head matchup. How do you think that's going to shake out?
I think you never know, right? It's all about kind of how everyone times it and gets to each other's bumper, but I think it'll probably be door by door by door all the way down.
I don't think anybody will lay off of another car just because they're not teammates, because it will hurt their own position. I feel like everybody's going to try to push as well as they can, no matter what position they're in. And I like this call. Justin Allgaier, if he finishes second, not third, no playoff points. If he finishes first, not second, 5 bonus points.
He's already in the playoffs. He's locked in. Go for it. 0 to lose. If he finishes third, who cares? Right? Versus second. Big difference, right? It's all about going for the winner here.
We're about to find out when they come to the line. It'll be 13 laps to go. Hopefully no more cautions. A head-to-head matchup between Chase Elliott and Justin Allgaier. The fans rise to their feet as the safety car goes to pit road. Here come the leaders into the restart zone. Green flag back in the air. Connor Zilich delivers a good shove to Chase Elliott. Jesse Love wailing on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. Side by side. Who is going to blink before they get to the end of the front straightaway?
Wheel to wheel, nose to nose into turn number one. Jesse Love to the bottom. Oh, sideways to Allgaier. He gets into Elliott. Justin Allgaier plummets out of the top 10, and Jesse Love is away with the lead.
Here he comes now onto the long pond straightaway. Jesse Love snaking his way up the stretch as he comes toward the tunnel turn. They will go side by side for third. You've got Christian Eckeson second. Connor Zilich moves by Sam Smith for third.
That traffic races out of turn number two. Chase Elliott has been shuffled outside of the top five. Up front, Jesse Love is the leader. Christian Eckes runs second. Connor Zilich is third. Sammy Smith fourth. Side by side for fifth. Chase Elliott to the inside of Sam Mayer.
With stunned amazement, Joey Logano watching things happening in turn one on that restart. What did you see?
Unbelievable. Justin Allgaier saw he had a chance, was getting the push, tried to side draft Chase Elliott into the corner, completely lost control of his car, was dead sideways, and runs both Chase Elliott and himself way up the hill, giving up multiple spots. And the chance to win the race, I believe, for the 7 is out the window at this point.
Right,
the
now,
17, Mike can do it.
Right now, the lead is in the hands of Jesse Love with Christian Eckes, Connor Zilich, Sammy Smith, and Sam Mayer, the top five. They're on the long pond straightaway.
And then we come to Chase Elliott. We find him in the 6th position. He's running about 15 car lengths from the leader.
Chase Elliott has got somebody alongside of him out of the tunnel turn. Ryan Sieg in his white and black Ford Mustang flashes by. Carson Quapel drives around Chase Elliott. Elliott is slow. He's got Jeremy Clements alongside of him as he continues to slip backwards.
Chase Elliott is not the car it was, I'd say, 5 laps ago. Chase Elliott's really nursing an ill-handling race car, or something is wrong with it because the speed just wasn't there. He's racing side-by-side with Jeremy Clements in a battle for position number 8.
The dominant car and driver of the afternoon are definitely on the back pedal right now. Again, he drifts high in turn number 1. He's got plenty of company. Jeremy Clements on the back bumper. Taylor Gray on the back bumper. Elliott all of a sudden just trying to hang on.
At the front of the field, Jesse Love brings everyone back into turn number 2. Christian Eckes rides second and Connor Zilich third.
Connor Zilich stalking the back bumper of Christian Eckes. This is the race for second. Connor Zilich looked to the inside going down the
trouble off turn number 2, the car of Kyle Sieg. His Ford gets turned sideways coming off the tunnel turn. He now continues on his way.
That is the 10th caution flag of the afternoon. It flies with 11 laps to go. problems for Kyle Sieg in front of Kurt Becker.
Coming back into corner number two here at Pocono this afternoon, and Kyle Sieg running near the back of the pack, his black and yellow Ford, as we've seen happen a number of times for a number of drivers throughout the course of the race, came off turn two. By the time he got on to the lead-in to the short straight, car got kicked sideways to driver's left. Then he managed to straighten up, but not before we went back under the caution.
So, back under the caution flag, as Kurt mentions, 10 laps to go. Caution flag number 10. Let's get an update on Chase Elliott's situation with Jason Toy.
Well, he said he went into the tunnel turn in turn two and then thought maybe he had a flat and was able to get away with it. But once he got down to turn three, it said it shaped up. Everything seemed fine after that. He wasn't sure what happened with the race car.
Wow. I think what may have happened right there is, you know, you got pushed up into the fuzz, dirty part of the racetrack, the marbles, whatever you want to call it, got all that stuff on his tires and went down into turn two right after he just got pushed up there and still had it all on his tires. And by the time he got to turn three, probably got cleaned up, but lost even more spots.
It's really tough. I mean, you don't know. With sitting in the driver's seat, you can't really tell that. You just have to think your way through it, and it's tough to process that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they drive good down the straightaway most of the time. You never have an issue there, and you don't know it until you get there. And you're expecting it to turn, and when it doesn't, it becomes a mess.
Yeah, it becomes an exercising enterprise. There's no doubt about that. On the track, 10 to go, and Chase Elliott has fallen back to 8th. Justin Allgaier has fallen back to 10th, and all of a sudden, we've got some new players at the front of this field. Jesse Love, who's won already this year. But we've not talked at all today, Todd, about Christian Eckes. He and Colleague Racing have really had their hands full. Talked to Chris Rice every week, and not a lot to smile about as far as that effort's concerned this year. But they find themselves in position to have a good run. And let's be honest about it. Christian Eckes right now in his rookie year in this campaign, sandwiched between Jesse Love and Connor Zilich, finds himself in a very unique position getting to the end of this race.
Yeah, they were one of three cars, Connor Zilich, Jesse Love, Christian Eckes, that stayed out at the second stage. They had pitted back at the first stage, actually under green, or under caution at the first stage, but put themselves in position. Came at last 68, kept themselves in position here. They're in a great spot to kind of work this into a really good day.
And I think looking at the points here, you got to look at where Eckes is in the points. Right now, I believe he's 23 points out of the playoffs.
He is.
And he's the last car out or first car out. So you look at this lineup here, this could change your whole year, right? There's no guarantee that, I mean, 23 points is you can make that up to point your way in. But if you got to win right here to point your way or to just win your way into the playoffs, boy, it's a big opportunity. You don't want to take a day like this and finish 30th with it and wreck, but gosh, you got the opportunity to win right here.
Well, if you're him, do you restart on the front row? I mean, the chum is in the water, my friend. I mean, you got a playoff point. You've got a berth to the playoffs hanging in the balance here.
Got to take it. Got to take the opportunity to win the race.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Especially with where they've been, it would be a great end of the day for him. But, you know, that's the situation. I think he's got to go there. There's a relationship between the first two cars. You know, Jesse Love drives for RCR. That Colleague car is part of the RCR alliance, and they've got relationships there, but got to work their way forward.
I mean, how do you think they're going to go on the restart then? Right? I mean, they're still both racing for a win. They're two young guys here. You know, they're going to go to try to win this thing and maybe figure out how to talk to each other on Monday.
Well, let's get the thoughts of Christian Eckes' crew chief with Jason Toy.
Alex Johnson is the crew chief here for Christian Eckes. And I tell you what, one thing with your driver, he has been consistent and fast here. And now you find yourself out in front with an opportunity to win here at Pocono. What do you think?
Oh, it's been a great day up to this point. So we just hope we can keep riding the wave here. We hadn't really had a good opportunity to have fresh air. So hopefully this 16 leaf filter gutter protection Chevrolet will come alive right here. You know, we kind of joked about it last week. One thing you can say about this whole group at Kyle Grayson is there's no quit attitude. So that's showing up again today. Couldn't be more proud of everybody involved.
All right, there you go, veteran crew chief Alex Johns. They're excited here. They've had a great run so far. They want to finish it off the right way.
And we haven't talked a lot about Sam Mayer either today. Haas factory team driver, his teammate Sheldon Creed running into trouble on the racetrack. But a good, solid bread and butter day for Sam Mayer right now, who sits in position number 5 coming to this restart.
Yeah, putting themselves in position. I don't feel like anybody in the top 5, top 6 is out of this. It depends on, we just saw it. You and I both thought that Chase Elliott was in pretty good position until he wasn't.
Yep. Yeah, and that's exactly how you see this one happening again. You got a lot of drivers up here that would love to win this race that don't have many wins in general, right? They're all pretty young guys, or some of them, you know, even looking back to Ryan Sieg, right? Getting a win would be huge for his team. So I think you have a lot of drivers that are willing to be very aggressive here, and that may not have been our last caution. I know you guys don't want to hear that. And I don't either, but I do think they may rot him up one more time.
All right, Logano out of the booth. We're done.
It just looks like a recipe for disaster. And I look at the scoreboard right now, and I think, boy, there's a lot of drivers looking to win this thing that are going to be willing to go for it.
I was going to.
Well,
so.
I agree.
When
you look at the leaderboard, you have drivers with very different agendas, right? You've got Jesse Love that's trying to get the second win, and all that they've been through this year, they're trying to give RCR a little spark that necessarily hasn't been there in the last handful of races. Christian Eckes is going for win number two. You got Connor Zillis going for his first oval win. You got Sammy Smith that's trying to take Junior Motorsports to victory lane, and he's trying to win another race. Sam Mayer's trying to win his first. Ryan Sieg is in this mix. Carson Quapel's going after his first. Then you get back to Chase Elliott in eighth, and we not even gotten to Jeremy Clements, who's that single team out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. They're ninth. I mean, they've got a lot on the line. You can make an excuse, as everybody has that incentive to get aggressive on this restart, which, by the way, will come in one more lap.
So you're saying that you're agreeing that we probably haven't seen our last caution.
Yeah, that's true. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durant.
Seven laps to go in the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Hello and welcome into Motor Racing Network's live coverage from the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania, Long Pond, Pennsylvania to be exact. I'm Mike Bagley. Alongside me today is Todd Gordon, defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano has been in the tower today. In the turns, we've had Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, and Tim Cattelfemo with pit and garage coverage coming from Steve Post and Jason Toy. If you're just joining us, the field is a half a lap from going back under the green flag. We're wrapping up our 10th caution flag of this race. Jesse Love is the leader. Jesse Love is about to lead his seventh lap this afternoon. The lap leaders of the day. Chase Elliott has led 38. Almost got wrecked on the last restart. He's been shuffled back to the eighth position. Connor Zillich has led 29 laps. He's going to restart in third. Justin Allgaier's led 10 laps today. He almost got crashed on the last restart. He'll restart in 10th. It's Jesse Love, Christian Eckes, Connor Zillich, Sammy Smith, and Sam Mayer, the top five. When they come to the line and the green flag flies, it'll be six laps to go. Either one of you geniuses want to tell us how this is going to play out right now?
Geniuses,
chaos.
Huh?
Chaos. That's what this is. I mean, I don't know if a whole bunch of them have been in this position many times before, especially at Pocono here. So a lot of things can happen as we go down into turn one here in just a second as they come off of turn three.
Here they come. Here comes the safety car. Hanging the hard left-hand corner. Again, the fans of Pocono on their feet. Six laps remain in this one this afternoon. Restart zone. The leaders are there. The green flag is flying. And Connor Zillich is going to give a shove to Jesse Love.